This begins the reading for Studio Classroom for November 2013.
Life in Nepal, Part 3. My challenges continued in Kathmandu. I returned to Kathmandu from Dolaka, a bit worse for wear. I had planned to stay in the village only 1 week, but a political strike halted public transportation, which forced my translator and me to stay longer. Then the day the strike ended, I got food poisoning, which delayed my return another 2 days. Flexibility is key. That advice from the nonprofit's director seemed like ages ago. I finally arrived at Summit Girls Dormitory, my home away from home in Kathmandu. 30 Nepali girls lived here, all students at a local university. Few of them spoke English, but we still connected right away. When I arrived, a thin girl, about 18 years old, came up to me, took my arm, and said, "I love you." She then whisked me upstairs to show me the room she shared with 3 other girls. But our budding friendship was short-lived. That evening, the dorm father told me I couldn't hang around the other girls anymore. Why? I was too fascinating and would distract them from their studies. Living at the dorm was uncomfortable. My bed was like a rock and too short for my 165-centimeter frame. My feet hung over the end. Lentils and rice were served twice a day, but my problems with food poisoning kept me from eating any. We had no shower, so I washed my hair twice a week in a bucket. My roommates made my stay bearable and even fun. They were Nepali sisters who had grown up in Singapore. They bridged the language and cultural gaps I experienced daily. They came from the developed world, but navigated the rough edges of Kathmandu with learned ease. We shared stories, sighed over pop stars, and watched Korean dramas into the night together. Without their help and humor, I would have probably cried myself to sleep every night. Now, years later, I remember my stay in Nepal as a time of homesickness. I was so relieved to go home. It wasn't until much later that I realized the full value of my experience and all it had taught me. Word Bank. Worse for wear. Our tent looked a little worse for wear after the bad storm. Translator. Amanda will need a translator when she visits Hungary. Dormitory. Many university students live in dormitories during their first year or two at school. Whisk. My mom whisked me away for a fun day of shopping at the mall. Frame. Hank has a large frame. He's very tall and broad. Bearable. You can make a long lecture bearable by taking notes. Navigate. It's difficult to navigate the rough years of junior high school. Relieve. Kathleen's mom was relieved when Kathleen decided not to get a tattoo. More information. Flexibility. Lentil. Talk about it. Why was flexibility important for Joe's time in Nepal? Has a friend ever helped you through a difficult time? How?